Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Let's get to it. Round number two at 7:05. She was feeling it in the air on Sunday night when the Eagles were closing in on a Super Bowl. The great Dawn Stensland.
Woohoo! Kale and Company News Live. Yes, this Thursday morning, February 13th, we are sponsored by Kitchen Magic in the news. And yes, we'll talk Eagles, Super Bowl, SEPTA, transportation, barricades, closures. There's a lot going on in the city. But I will begin with New Jersey State Police are searching for this guy accused of pulling a gun on a postal worker. And this was during an alleged road raid incident that happened in Cape May County. It happened yesterday on Route 50 in Upper Township. So they've released the suspect, a picture of his SUV and a sketch of the actual suspect. Police say this guy and the victim were involved in some kind of a back and forth altercation outside their vehicles. At one point, the suspect pulls out a gun before taking off in his black Cadillac SUV. And they have a side shot of that up with his a mugshot. That's a really good sketch. So they said that this person is considered armed and dangerous. You cannot threaten a postal worker, a postal employee in particular, but they believe this guy is a man in his maybe mid-40s, dirty blonde hair, scruffy beard. They want to hear from you if you know that guy. So most wanted in New Jersey.
It's not me.
Greg didn't do it.
No,
this guy does not have, he has short hair. He doesn't have Greg.
Thank you.
The blonde.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Look, you know, he doesn't have the Greg good hair.
Yeah.
Okay. With somebody on the chat, I'm doing the news, so I didn't get to see that somebody's on our YouTube chat going, it's Greg.
It is Stalker.
We also have the other two guys who are accused, and the picture images of them are pretty good. Some of these surveillance cameras across the city, you know, everything's gone digital. And so Philadelphia police putting out these most wanted suspects accused of assaulting a 52-year-old police officer. They say they're looking for these two guys accused of attacking the officer during celebrations in Center City that happened Sunday night. Of course, everybody was out celebrating our Super Bowl win, but this happened right around 11 o'clock at night, Broad and Chestnut, and these guys struck the officer in the head as he was, you know, working, protecting the crowds and there to protect people, and they slammed him in the head, injuring the officer. There were half a dozen officers injured, so there have been multiple arrests, and those individuals obviously facing serious charges.
Do you think we're going to see any of these officers ending up on the wrong side of being injured with the parade tomorrow, or do you think the parade will be more peaceful and unruly, less unruly?
I'm trying to remember. I don't think we had
problems. We did. No,
so you get it out of your system on Sunday night,
yep,
and then you act like a normal human being for the parade.
I mean, you always have. I mean, you'll have some issues, but I think everybody, generally speaking, is pretty tame. I also think that the way that SEPTA is putting the word out, get ready to be patient. You might be waiting an hour for a train. Are they trying to keep people away?
I think they are.
Yeah.
You know? I think they are.
Yeah.
I think that's a good. Well, they also don't want, because they had issues. They had issues a couple months ago with SEPTA leaving a game where they couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people were like, you know, pounding on doors. Ugh. And you know what I mean? So I think that they're just trying to alleviate those issues again.
Yeah. I also would think that most people are probably going to be drinking coffee in the morning, and it's a different vibe because when you exit, you know,
you think
the
people are going to be drinking coffee.
Well,
Nick,
some
you're
people,
so
if you have if you have your kids with you,
okay,
yeah. Now the guy that's 25 that has no life is going to probably have a 6-pack in him already.
I know some people are bringing flasks.
Well,
Dawn does too.
Is Dawn going to bring a flask?
No, but okay. Yeah, we all know. So, you know, here's the thing. We're not a big commuter city. These are suburbanites, Eagles fans coming from outside the city.
Yeah.
They don't know the city. They don't take public transportation. SEPTA is saying you have to have your fare for the regional rails.
Mm.
You have to get it today. You need to have a SEPTA key card or a special one-day parade pass. This, you know what this reminds me of? When the Pope was here.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, but that was a big bust because everybody stayed away. So people are not going to stay away from this. Or you need one of those media passes like Dawn Stensland has.
Yes. Well, don't tell people that. And then they're like,
Sorry.
But the parade passes are $10 and are only being sold yesterday and today.
Are you going to be outside broadcasting?
Yes.
So you're not going to be like inside of...
No, she's doing parade coverage, Nick.
Oh, my goodness.
This is what she does for the Mummers.
You love being in the field, don't you, Stensland?
I do. And the Mummers, they have, you know, heaters for us, though. It's like a full...
Heaters.
You know, they do.
This is the perfect gig for Dawn.
Yeah. Oh, I love this.
If I was brand manager last time, she would have 100% been on site.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of low-energy Kansas City fans.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but like who better to host the Eagles parade than Philly's own Dawn Stensland?
Who the hell ran this place before you got in charge?
It was run by an...
You sound like Trump now.
That's true. Yeah. I have to clean up everybody's mess.
Unbelievable.
How dare they?
But they're saying that even though, so every train can hold 1,000 people, there is no guarantee you're going to get a seat, even if you have the key card or the parade pass. So they're telling everybody, arrive early. The parade starts at 11. Yeah, this is going to be a real treat.
You guys might be late getting there at 6 a.m. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, don't get there at 6 a.m.
No.
Just leave the head when Larry leaves the house.
No, I'm leaving. But here's the thing, generally speaking, so they don't have the barricades up yet, but when they do have the barricades, so I'll take Kelly Drive, there will be police officers, and then, you know, if you have your pass, like your press pass, they're going to let you through.
91 LSXer wants to know if there'll be a Kale and Company float. No, but there should be.
There should be,
absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Greg could ride his bike with the flag.
Oh, by the way, speaking of my bike... And I don't mean to get off on a tangent because theoretically this is still the news. Phil, do you have the picture? I want to show you what a great job our buddy Road Warrior did and his plug, independent bicycle shop.
And this is the actual bike that you will be using?
In Manahawkin, in New Jersey. Yeah, okay. Everybody should go there because Road Warrior is an amazing guy, but also because they do amazing work. Look at what they did. He tricked out my bike.
Okay.
Can you put the youtube.com/at1210WPHD if you want to see this?
Is it up yet?
Hang on.
It's getting there. Dawn, you got to give
some modified service schedule.
These
most
pills
service
don't work overnight.
What pills?
The pills. A couple hours from
there. It is.
Paxlovid.
There it is.
Wow.
Look at that.
Wait a minute. It's customized with your name?
No, it says Fuji on it.
No, look above it. It says Stalker.
Where?
On the crossbar. Where you're...
Oh.
You know what would be.
Oh,
if
okay.
If you fell off the seat.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
You got your name on the bike.
Oh, look at that in red.
Road Warrior's amazing.
That might be red. Is that red or orange?
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's a nice looking bike.
I'm going to kick this Bend to Shore's butt.
Well, you're going to beat me by at least an hour now.
Here, put up his...
Look at that.
Put up... There you go. Independent bicycle shop quality.
Now, did he pay for that?
I paid for it.
No, I'm talking
There's
about...
There's no
the,
freebies here.
I'm talking about the logo here.
The letter?
Yeah.
Like no, Vanna no, White. No. Even asked.
Hey, Road Warrior, these little logos you're giving us, independent bicycle, we're going to send you down to Scopinich. All
right? I don't care. Yeah. I'm the brand manager. Let's Scope and those guys talk to me. Yeah, he's doing great work for me.
Customized bike. I'll be damned.
And by the way, I'm paying for this, so like, there's no freebies here.
No. Yeah. I don't care about that. I just love the fact that you got your name on that.
Independent Bicycle Price. Shop in Manahawkin, New Jersey.
It looks great.
Down by Long Beach Island.
Dawn, what were you going to say about Newman Price?
Oh, I was Newman Price. Say, get the flag down there.
Yeah. Who has the flag?
Who has the flag?
I know. It's our Tom. Tom has it. He was supposed to hand it off to Ray. Ray didn't show up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
King Shooters, yeah.
Okay.
So Tom was there waiting for Ray. They were going to do the transition.
Tom, we need you to go down to Eakins Oval tomorrow and give it to Dawn.
Yeah. Dawn will definitely be there, unlike Ray.
Dawn can't carry it.
And if Dawn's not there for some reason, we're going to have to start expensing Tom's gas.
Sorry.
Anyway, this is the news.
I interrupted the news.
So what was I talking about? So we're going over the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles tomorrow, the big parade. If you're headed down, I wish I had gotten a hotel room. And I think they're all sold out. I started calling, and everything's
sold out.
Yeah, I tried to get one myself. They said there were migrants that were already booked, so they put me on a list.
It's a sin. So it looks like, as far as the federal judge in Boston, Massachusetts, has ruled on, and this is a victory for the Trump administration and for the 73,000 federal employees who want to take a buyout. So that happened late yesterday. They sent emails to the civilian workforce of 2.3 million people saying, you know, this is it. We can move forward with this if you want to take the deal. So it looks like 73,000, that's the number I have, are taking this, which means then that they'll go 8 months full pay. And the deal is, and the Trump administration has said, this is a humanitarian way of not forcing federal employees to go back to work in person, because that's the mandate. Remember, that's what this is all about. The vast majority of people have been doing this, have been working virtually. If they don't want to go back, they can take the buyout, and that gives them 8 months' pay. The unions have said they'll still fight this. I know there were some legal filings yesterday, but it looks like this is happening.
I also think we have to look at some of the specifics. I don't know what the answer to this question is. I'm sure it's out there. How many years do you need to work in the federal government to be eligible for a retirement pension from the government? If it's 20 or 25 years, and let's say you're 90% of the way there, you almost have to take up Trump on his ordeal here, where you go back to work, right? Because, I mean, if you're at the 10-yard line getting ready to punch it in the end zone, you're not just going to give away the football, right? Like, you go back to work now for two more years or three more years because you don't want to lose what you worked so hard for, right?
That, I don't know the details. The union is out. At least one of the unions is out there telling employees, you're not going to get this money. You're never going to see the money.
Okay.
So that's, if that's a lie, then that's horrible. But I imagine there are some details that if you're not vested, you know, there are probably the old saying, you know, the devil lies in the details.
True.
Perhaps some of these people should look at that.
Yeah.
You're going to get the 8 months pay, but will you get, if you're not fully vested?
Right.
Patrick Patrick on the YouTube says, I work for government. It's 25 years.
It's 25. That's what I was figuring, either 20 or 25. I mean, now, if you're not even anywhere close to that, and you're talented, you're ambitious, and you are able to get that 8 months of pay, I mean, I take that deal. I take that pay. I start looking for another gig. Presumably one that'll have, you know, lesser benefits, but maybe a higher salary. I mean, they're making it sound like so many people are going to be upended with their life and, you know, this is an inhumane thing. My God, I would love to have 8 months of full pay and benefits while I search for my next job. Hell, in radio, you're lucky you get 90 days. Some of these people don't realize how good they have it.
Yeah. But if you're not fully vested,
right,
then you're not going to get, you know, you're not going to get that,
yeah,
obviously.
Sure.
So maybe that's what the union's talking about.
Yep.
Hey, this is, and some of you in the, I've been getting DMs and texts about this since early this morning. So the deal with what's going on with the Sunoco pipeline, this is Bucks County, and this is an allegation that, or more than an allegation perhaps, that there's a fear that these hazardous materials leaked into the water. So there are at least two Pennsylvania lawmakers, state lawmakers, obviously, who are asking now for a federal investigation and as well for federal authorities at the top to suspend all of the operations of that Sunoco pipeline that they're saying leaked jet fuel into the water wells of at least half a dozen homeowners. And this is in Bucks County. And so this request has gone out. We've been following it, but its information has been a little bit tough on this for whatever reason, but they're requesting now transparency on this. They're requesting if there are potentially more than the half dozen homeowners with the private wells impacted, but they're asking for the immediate suspension of the flow of all petroleum products in the Sunoco Twin Oak Newark pipeline operated by Energy Transfer that's crossing through Bucks County until they can get the full investigation and a full view of exactly what's going on and what exactly is the cause of the leaks and identifying the entire situation.
Sandy and Kevin and a bunch of people on the YouTube chat want to know where in Bucks County.
So this is, I know that in part it's, I believe it's Upper Makefield.
Okay.
Mm.
Because the Board of Supervisors there, they're involved with this. Upper Makefield, I mean, my God, you can't catch a break.
No.
I'm so sorry.
Right.
But So there are letters going out. They are reached. They haven't had much luck at the state level, it looks like. So they're just going right to the top to the federal regulators saying, shut this down until we can figure out what's going on. They're doing a lot of testing, but they're saying that these wells were contaminated. They're blaming Sunoco, but they're saying that there's not transparency. The company, as far as Sunoco, they've said that the cause of the leak is still under investigation. This goes back all the way to January 9th and then late January. This has been going on.
Over a month. Wow. Okay.
So, you know, we'll continue to follow this, but obviously there's been a back and forth. There's a history. There's baggage here, but I just wanted to kind of bring you a little update on that. And I'll continue to look into it and try to get a hold of some of these lawmakers and figuring out. So some people just haven't been able to use their well water.
Jesus. Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's crazy. So, and not, they're not getting answers. So we'll follow, you know, we're going to follow that one. We're all over it. Other news of the day, we've talked about Tulsi Gabbard. We've talked about today what's on the schedule as far as this morning, mid-morning, the Senate is scheduled to vote on the confirmation of RFK Jr. for HHS. So we're following that one for you. And we said earlier that Representative Tulsi Gabbard and Lieutenant Colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve is now the National Director of Intelligence. So Trump putting out word, he's thrilled with it. Mitch McConnell, Republican Kentucky, yeah, he voted against her. He voted with the Democrats.
Just retire, Mitch. Go away.
That?
Just enough. The only Republican to vote against her.
Shame.
Yeah.
Moving forward, we have to update on the little boy, the 10-year-old little boy that we talked so much about, who was trying to protect his sister when driving with dad for donuts, and that plane, you know, debris crashed in the Northeast. And he got a very special visit.
I saw the pictures.
So we'll talk about that outside news. Let me just do the sponsor here, Kitchen Magic. Go to kitchenmagic.com today. Start your worry-free remodeling journey. Do this now with a local, trusted, family-owned company that has been transforming kitchens for 45 years. Kitchenmagic.com. Trust the magic. Kitchenmagic.com. Today, 55 degrees. The rain and fog will clear tomorrow. For parade day, 39 degrees and sunny. Kaelin Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 855-839-1210. Just about 25 minutes until the cut sheet. Before we get there, the FBI's big warning to all of us, as well as COVID, now officially less deadly than the flu. The details as we continue. But first, some details about my friends at Piazza Mercedes. That's right, Mercedes-Benz. Three different dealerships, three different locations. Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City. We're talking about extensive selections here with lineups and models that will just blow you away, with the price tags to match, where they combine luxury with performance across the full line of sedans, SUVs, coupes, roadsters, and more. From the powerful engine of the 2025 C-Class sedan, which I just test drove, to the impressive towing capacity of the 2025 GLE SUV, you will find a luxury vehicle that meets your needs. We were out there maybe 2 weeks before Christmas for the grand reopening of the Mercedes-Benz dealership in Westchester. I couldn't believe some of the mid-sized sedan prices. They were actually cheaper than my Honda Ridgeline. I was like, wait a minute, I'm going to rethink this here. I didn't realize the Mercedes-Benz was so affordable, but it really is. If you are in the market for a premium luxury vehicle, do yourself a favor. Schedule a test drive today behind the wheel of your dream Mercedes-Benz, or shop Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City at PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. That's PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. If you stop on out in Westchester, just drop my name, Nick Kale. Tell them I sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
It's a community within itself. It's like where the government retirement paperwork goes. It's a whole civilization down below, except it's right there in a little box, and you can just let us know your thoughts. You can tell Greg he's awful. You can tell me that I'm a moron. You can praise Dawn, whatever you would like. Yeah. That's really, you could start your own show during our show.
Most of them do.
And there was like 38 of you in there before the show even started.
I love it. They're
it was
tailgating.
Like lining up for the Super Bowl parade.
Tailgating.
They're tailgating.
They're
tailgating.
They're tailgating.
I like that.
Yes. Tailgating. We're going to get that trending as well. All right, so this warning is interesting. And I, Greg, you found this story, and I've actually had to deal with this. Last Saturday, when I was still sick, I actually got one of these phone calls and voicemails.
Uh-oh.
And I'll tell you about this in a moment. But the FBI is warning cell phone users, iPhone and Android users, to immediately hang up or delete the text if they receive these messages. And federal officials are saying that these smartphone users are now under attack. It's a new scheme, and it's more advanced than previous spam calls and scam calls, as the Daily Mail calls it, because scammers are using a spoof caller ID technology, not only to impersonate banks and law enforcement agencies across the country, but they're also imitating and fraudulently trying to claim they are members of ICE, as well as custom and border patrol agents. And here's what you need to look for if you get a call or a text like this. The scammer will start by urgently claiming your bank account is under attack by hackers or the police, and they have a warrant out for your arrest. Next, they'll try to tell you to move your money to a safe account for your protection, but it's just a trick to hand over your funds to the spoof caller.
Who's falling for this?
Right.
Well, I'm not,
exactly.
Because it happened to me on Saturday.
Good for you.
Yes. I got a text message. Now, I bank with Citizens Bank. I got it, and I know what the authentic text from Citizens is. If we like, you know, if you have like the notifications on from your bank for transactions or your deposit has come in for your check, your paycheck each couple of weeks. So I know there's like this default text I get from AT&T and Citizens Bank, and it's like 401-02 or something like that. It's the same one every time. It's verified. It's authentic. I got one that looked almost identical, and I looked at my phone, and I clicked on the text. I opened up the actual text message, but I didn't click on the link. So I'm just reading the text, and I'm like, this looks a little off. So I swiped, clicked delete, report as junk, the whole bit. 30 seconds later, I get a phone call. Immediately, I hit ignore because it was a number I didn't recognize, and then I get the voicemail. I click on the voicemail, and it is this robotic call with somebody trying to imitate Citizens Bank.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now, here's how I knew it was nonsense. Citizens Bank, for me personally, I only get any type of voicemail from the local branch and then the regional outfitters, so to speak, here in this area. This one came from a person with an accent from a third world country.
Uh-oh.
And the urgency to the message... I'm like, Kristen, listen to this. I hit it on speaker, I volumed it up the whole bit, and she's like, yeah, just delete it. Now, here's what really ticks me off about this. This whole notion that you can click on delete and report as junk, the amount of texts I get with scams where I report it as junk and they still keep coming through is infuriating.
You can block them.
But then they use another number.
But he's right. He's right, they do.
There's no way out of this.
Yep.
And now we're getting to the point where, based on the news cycle, the scammers are trying to fall in line with a lot of the things that are going on with ICE agents, with Border Patrol, and they're trying to dupe you in by letting you think that this is something in the news cycle headline-wise that you are very... And we've seen this, right, with China, with Russia, a lot of technology, a lot of hacks that we're dealing with. You know, people, when the FBI actually does something from time to time to benefit the citizens of America, pay attention to it. Like, this story is very important because we are so much robotic and drone-like with our phones where we just click and open everything. So I can tell you I've dealt with it firsthand. Don't take the bait, especially these links. It's like, it's one thing when the text comes in and you hit your little green box and then you click on the text. But once you see the link within that text, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Whenever I get something like that, though, you can... you know, take a screenshot. I always report it. Report it to the authorities.
See, that's interesting. I've never reported any of it to the authorities. I have, from time to time in the past, reported it to the company that I feel like is, you know, the authentic provider of whatever service that this scammer is trying to imitate. Like, I would actually, now I didn't do it this time, But I would reach out to my bank and Citizens Bank and say, hey, there's somebody that's trying to imitate you guys as Citizens Bank. Like, you know, you might want to look into this because, you know, there's countless thousands of people in this region that use that service. So
I don't think they do that. Do they really do anything with it?
Oh, I have no idea. I would if I was them, and I want to maintain my reputation as a business, but that's just me. 855-839-1210. Last story before we get to the cut sheet. And this is great, because now if you see any moron wearing a mask, you should just give them this little bit of information. CDC data has now shown that the seasonal yearly flu is officially more deadly than COVID.
Yeah.
COVID is officially cooked. Now, I say that as somebody who had it for 5 days and is still blowing his nose every other segment.
Ew.
It still sucks. But we have reached the point now that mathematically, you are more likely to die once again from the flu than you are COVID. The CDC data shows that in the week leading up to February 1st, the latest information available, 1.5% of all deaths were linked to COVID, where 2% were related to the flu. COVID at one point was behind up to 30% of the deaths nationwide in the first year of the pandemic. But since January 23rd, it has not been responsible for more than 5%. So we are now 2 years and 1 month removed from when it was at a low rate of 5% of airborne respiratory virus deaths in the United States of America, and now we just eclipsed the point where COVID is actually less fatal than the flu. So the nut jobs that are walking around at your grocery store with a KN95 mask on, just, I don't know, give them this story from the Daily Mail, cite the CDC data, snap their mask down and say, hey, it's okay, you can take it off. You're fine. Get back to normal. But one thing that's not fine, and this really infuriates me.
Oh, this story.
If there's a medical reason, but again, and I understand, you know, it's just like with teachers, it's just like with police officers. I think most people are relatively good. Most teachers, most cops, most doctors are not X, Y, and Z. But J.D. Vance, and this is why we're bringing this story up, and it's not just because it's J.D. Vance, but it's relevant to our audience. J.D. Vance's 12-year-old relative was just recently denied a heart transplant because she is unvaccinated. I believe we have the news telecast. Phil, if you have this, let's play this. If you don't,
we have it.
We do. Okay. Yeah. Let's play this clip, and I want to react to this on the other side.
2 at 10, a local mom is looking for another hospital for her daughter after Cincinnati Children's denied putting her on the heart transplant list because of her vaccination status.
Oh, my God. We're still
family
doing
feels their religious exemption should be honored. Courtney King has more.
Her father and I both feel strongly that the Holy Spirit is telling us don't put this vaccination in her body.
Adeline Deal is a happy 12-year-old girl from Batesville, Indiana.
I like to sing and I like to...
You like to swim?
Swim.
When you feel better, huh?
Yep.
But she's living with a serious heart condition.
She has Epstein's anomaly and she has Wolff-Parkinson syndrome.
Janine Deal and her husband adopted Adeline from China when she was 4, knowing that she would need a heart transplant someday.
I'm terrified for her. I mean, she's my child, and I want the best for her.
The Deals have done most of her care through Cincinnati Children's, but are now looking elsewhere after the hospital declined to put Adeline on the transplant list. The hospital requires patients to have both the flu and COVID vaccine, but the Deals have not vaccinated any of their 12 children due to their religion, which is non-denominational.
I called the child's advocate from Cincinnati Children's to see if they could help us with a religious exemption and so forth. And he came back and said that they said they're not going to change their policy and this is what it is. And we are more than welcome to go find another hospital if we didn't like it.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable. That courtesy of Fox 19, you can read the full story in the Cincinnati Inquirer. So you have this 12-year-old girl from Indiana who's related to Vice President J.D. Vance. Not sure if it's on J.D. Vance's side or his wife's side. Her name, Adeline Deal, and she was born with two rare heart conditions. The hospital requires transplant patients to be vaccinated, and they declined to make the exception, even when told that it goes against the family's religious beliefs as non-denominational Christians, saying, quote, I thought, wow, so it's not about the kid. It's not about saving her life, Janine Deal told the newspaper to the hospital's decision to deny her daughter. And when I immediately saw this, you know, I try to be consistent. And when people have, you know, phrases and cliches or talking points, I think you should stand by them, whether that I agree with them or I disagree with them, whether they're ones that I use or ones that I, you know, oppose from a policy or a point of view standpoint. And I would just ask you this, Dawn, where are all the people that are outraged with the my body, my choice? Because to me, it's always interesting from a selective standpoint when you like to use that phrase with, you know, pro-choice and abortion and things like that. So this lady and her adopted child decided not to put something into their body, which I would say, you know, and I don't know, maybe she was high risk because of her heart issues, and maybe the vaccine would have potentially been good for her had she contracted COVID. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert. I'm not going to pretend to be, but it was their decision not to. And the fact that this person could die and you're going to reject that possible life-saving treatment for something that, you know, presumably most 12-year-olds that are healthy are not going to ever be in any serious threat of dying from COVID. And now knowing that COVID is less likely to kill you than the flu, you reject that? I don't know. I feel like the Hippocratic Oath should be in play here. I'm not sure what other factors go into this. I would love to hear from medical people as to what medical reason why vaccination status for COVID matters when we're talking
about... It's
not
just COVID, though. It's any vaccination.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Okay.
This is so it's pretty standard that they will strongly recommend that you're fully vaccinated. So they don't believe in any vaccinations. This is not just COVID.
But we've seen stories where if you were not vaccinated for just COVID, you were denied these types of transplants. Right.
So what they're saying, I mean, I'll just say what they're saying, and they can shop to other doctors, but I hate to say it, but I think that, you know, this is pretty standard because what they're saying is that she needs this heart. There are many children like her in the country who need a heart. And so they have to look at the person who's most likely, you know, there are many factors that they're going to say has never had a vaccine. When you get that heart transplant, your immune system obviously is hard at work. So your immune system, you want to have the strongest potential, you know, immune system going into a major heart transplant. And she's a kid. I mean, look at Greg Stocker, how much he's sick because of his kid. You go to school, they have everything. They're petri dishes. And so if she gets something serious, think about Nick. You know, you were just sick. I don't know what if it was, you know, whatever you had. But
it was COVID.
You know, well, I don't, you know. Kids don't get COVID as severely in my experience. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know that there are some other pretty tough diseases out there. They've chosen as a religious exemption to not get those, like, you know, hepatitis B is we've seen this uptick of crazy uptick with hep B and A and all these weird ones. But also mumps and measles and rubella. And I mean, there are.
Well, we've also been given plenty of data that shows that natural infection creates a very strong level of immunity, specifically with COVID, with this case.
But I don't think she's had any of that. So I think that's there. I'm just trying to look at why are they
doing
this?
But what about this with the heart trend? I mean, we're talking about the actual heart here. We've had plenty of stories that show vaccines from COVID can lead to myocarditis. I would actually think that she would be an even better recipient since she's not at risk for myocarditis because she's never taken the shot and the possible side effect.
You're dwelling on just the COVID thing. It's not just the COVID vaccine. It's every vaccine. So basically, you know, heart transplants, when you have a heart, you know, somebody donates a heart and there's a lot of people that need said heart.
So somebody died. Somebody's 20-year-old got killed in a car wreck.
Right. Yep.
And they've got that kid is on, and we do this all the time where
the doctors
know that it's, look at recently, you know what I mean? And the family's got him on life support.
Yep.
They're lining up who's the best candidate. And that for a family, there's also a feeling of the grief of losing your, you know, young person, but as well, you know that heart is going to somebody that's going to save their life. There's a lot that goes into this.
But could you imagine being the mom if it got to the point where she was really, really at risk of dying, and she had, I don't know, 30 days. Do you? I mean, imagine being in that position of, you know, going against your religious beliefs versus keeping a child that you adopted 12 years old alive.
Well, this happens all the time, and the rich and powerful get to, you know, look at, like, David Crosby, who's no longer with us. You know, he drank himself almost to death, needed a new liver, got a new liver because of who he was, and continued drinking. So what I'm saying is that, like, because these things are so, you know, they only have a certain amount of livers and and hearts that they can use for these transplants. I hate to say it, but doctors and hospitals go down the list and say, who's the, you know,
who's the best candidate?
Who's the best candidate for this? And somebody who's not vaccinated is more than likely to, you know, move down the list.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
To Greg's point, I mean, she was 4 when they adopted her, so she already, it looks like, did not have the vaccinations, or maybe they didn't have the information. I'm not really sure. But I think what they're saying, unfortunately, even if you're, let's say that you have healthy children and you've chosen to not get them vaccinated, but what they're saying is if she gets one of these, you know, childhood diseases that she's not vaccinated for, any one of those could kill her after the heart transplant, because that's how weakened her immune system would be.
Yep.
The whole thing, hey, they to Greg's point about rich people, they do have a GoFundMe page. And I think the fact that this is a distant relative of J.D. Vance, a lot of people are donating, and so perhaps they'll be able to pay for it.
Yeah, hopefully. 855-839-1210. Yeah, it really is. Coming up next, what's on the cut sheet? Oh, it was a star-studded day. All the A-listers with plenty of things to say. You'll hear and see it on the other side. Stay right there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
It's time for What's on the Cut Sheet.
What's on the cut sheet on this Thursday? Sponsored by Staples. By the way, Staples is where we get all the paper that we waste.
That's
right
where
here.
I also get my legal pads.
If you look at this, the legal pads, all the paper that we waste, the best paper you can get at Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now, Staples, you can save up to $250 off of your print order. That's right. So you can save up to $250 on the print orders that you, you know, waste for paper.
Yeah.
Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends April 5th. Plus, save even more with easy rewards programs at Staples. Thank you, Staples.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the yellow legal pad. Easier on the eyes.
Yeah.
To write off that business expense at the end of the year.
The Democrats want to introduce reparations again.
Oh, we're back to that. Which state and which representative said this nonsense?
Well, they held a press conference. First, we're going to start with, I believe this is Ayanna Pressley. We have Summer Lee. It's the usual squad number.
You know, Summer Lee, Pennsylvania, she's kind of low-key on the squad power ranking.
She is. This is 21, Phil. This is what Ayanna Pressley said yesterday.
We can legislate justice. Amen. We can legislate healing.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're certainly long overdue. And for those that would say we need to just get over it, that's interesting. When, as a nation, you are benefiting right now from an economy that was built on the brutalized backs and the indignities and the horrors of chattel slavery and our African ancestors.
There you go. What's with the, like, that's
that,
a
bad eyewear?
That's a black church thing, like, right? Like a preacher thing where they always repeat everything they say. That's right.
Right. Validation to what you're saying.
The validation. Thank you. That's
correct.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah. That's what I hope that you and Dawn always will do when I'm giving the big take. No. You're like, Yep. No, go ahead. Preach, Nick.
No.
Yep. That's right. I'm so sick of it. So basically, the Democrats have learned absolutely nothing. And in almost 4 months now since the election, they've exhausted all all of their cliches. So they've now gone back to the lunacy of reparations. And I always say that, like, this generation has no idea what it feels like or knows anything about being shamed and, you know, everything that happened in the past. Like, people don't realize how good they have it. I actually wonder at this point if ancestors were brought back from the other side and went up to somebody like Ayanna Pressley and said, how dare you, right? Like, I actually think there might be people out there that if they were reincarnated would say, enough of the charade. You're not oppressed. You're not a victim. Ayanna Pressley makes more money than probably 93% of Americans on an annual basis. So we've resorted back to that. I can only imagine what Summer Lee has to say.
Let's go to Summer Lee. This is Cut 22 from our native Pennsylvania, but she's from the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah.
Roll this.
Our government, no matter who is in power, has an obligation to right these wrongs, to provide reparations for descendants of enslaved Africans, to eliminate the racial wealth gap, to uplift the black community. White supremacy is rampant in this country.
There it is.
Just look at the current administration and our own legislative body. They have contributed to the social and economic harms, to racial terror black folks have experienced in this country. Now, more than ever, we must acknowledge and repair those harms.
Well, the statistics would show, Summer, that we had the least racially polarizing election since Lyndon B. Johnson in the early to mid-1960s. Your talking points have expired, much like that hairstyle.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is something that is going to, everybody's going to talk a big game, everybody's going to say we need this, and then it's going to go nowhere.
Right. And it usually starts on the West Coast. It's usually some nutbag in California that's demanding $1.5 million for every resident in Los Angeles and San Francisco and San Diego. Well, and then it never happens.
Well, in my opinion, because they got, you know, they got decimated in the last election, I just feel like they're just trying to buy back the black vote.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's all this seems to me.
And I think most people with a functional brain in any of the marginalized communities realize that this is nothing more than a grift. I mean, this is...
Absolutely.
Where are you getting these talking points from? Al Sharpton?
It's funny to me that, like, they think... It, like, they're the real racists when they say that, like, they just assume that African Americans just want these handouts.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that they don't want the pride in working and building something. And, you know, it's just, it's so lowest common denominator.
It's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is. It's as low as saying Eagles fans threw snowballs at Santa Claus. It's the most entry-level argument.
Ago.
Yeah, right. Never to actually talk about why they were throwing snowballs at Santa Claus, because Santa was trying to throw candy up into the stands, and he was missing and not even reaching the stands. That's why the fans did what they did.
So you're saying Santa deserved it.
He absolutely did.
Santa was wearing something sexy, and he deserved it.
Damn right.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin announced yesterday that the agency has found $20 million worth of gold bars the Biden administration tossed, quote, off the Titanic.
Wow.
What?
Listen
to this. Did they grab them from Menendez's bedroom?
Roll this.
Hi, this is EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. One of my very top priorities at EPA is to be an excellent steward of your hard-earned tax dollars. There will be zero tolerance of any waste and abuse. An extremely disturbing video circulated 2 months ago featuring a Biden EPA political appointee talking about how they were tossing gold bars off the Titanic, rushing to get billions of your tax dollars out the door before Inauguration Day. The gold bars were tax dollars, and tossing them off the Titanic meant the Biden administration knew they were wasting it. Following this revelation, during my meetings with members of Congress, I made a very important commitment to them and to the American people, which I reiterated at my confirmation hearing that if confirmed, I would immediately get a full accounting. Fortunately, my awesome team at EPA has found the gold bars. Shockingly, roughly $20 billion of your tax dollars were parked at an outside financial institution by the Biden EPA. This scheme was the first of its kind in EPA history, and it was purposely designed to obligate all of the money in a rush job with reduced oversight. Even further, this pot of $20 billion was awarded to just 8 entities that were then responsible for doling out your money to NGOs and others at their discretion with far less transparency. Just under $7 billion was sent to one entity called the Climate United Fund. I'm sure you and I now have some of the same questions. How do these organizations decide how to allocate funding? How much money have they given out so far and to whom? Are there any former Biden EPA staffers who are now working at these entities? Let me make one thing abundantly clear. At this point, there is zero reason to suspect any wrongdoing by the bank. Here's my position as EPA administrator. The financial agent agreement with the bank needs to be instantly terminated, and the bank must immediately return all of the gold bars that the Biden administration tossed off the Titanic.
There you go.
How about this?
Hmm.
Gold bars. I wonder where they were going across the pond. A few nations that probably come top of mind for you, I would imagine. But Lee Zeldin with the Environmental Protection Agency uncovering gold bars. He's like an extension of Doge.
It's so funny because I clicked on Climate United and their board of directors, and it comes up and says, we can't find this page.
Oh, disabled.
Back to home.
Yeah, interesting.
Huh. Ah. Who are the... Why is that happening? I can't look up their board of directors?
It's just... I mean,
that's weird.
I know we get new revelations every day with a million here, 5 million there, 280,000 there, but it's just the way our cash is just nonchalantly just doled out to the most absurd nonsense. You just realize, I always say this, you can love your country and hate your government. Man, I can't hate this government enough. It's just, let's be honest, Elon Musk nailed it months ago when he said that the United States federal government is the largest corporation in the world.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about it. They're right up there with the most corrupt.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's the, you know, there's, I think this is just, I think a lot of this is just the tip of the iceberg, but
I mean, it's going to be a really big iceberg.
Got it. Get it. Iceberg.
Yeah.
Titanic.
Gold bars.
Come
yeah.
But I'm bummed. Yeah. Wait, I got it.
Hopefully Bob Menendez's wife is doing okay right now.
So Climate United is a national coalition of nonprofits. Mm. And so the coalition is Calvert Impact Community Preservation Corporation and Self-Help. So they have all these different agencies. They deploy more than $30 billion of private and institutional capital to unlock economic opportunities across America. But I can't look up their board of directors, and they receive... How much do they get?
$20 million.
Looks nice. I'd love to be on a board.
Wow.
Boards are where it's at. By the way, have we actually found one amount of dollars that has been going to any entity, program, country where we say, okay, I can understand, I can justify that? I haven't seen one that I agree with. Maybe that's because I'm against all foreign aid. So maybe unless it's zero, I disagree with it. I haven't seen one. Have you seen one category that you're like, okay?
Well, that's because the ones they're targeting are the wasteful ones, and they're so they're going through. There are some good programs.
I'm sure, like the Hope So.
You know,
yeah. All the ones Elon Musk has a stake in. Those are the good ones that won't be touched
or reported on.
That would be bad.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Transparent to your point, Greg.
Yeah. The whole thing that Elon's working pro bono. I mean, Elon's not just doing this out of the goodness of his heart. There's got to be something that Elon's cashing in on here. Come on. With all due respect to my guy.
Well, I mean, that would be a giant crime if that's happening.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
He claimed in that news conference, we played it. I mean, he said in the Oval Office, everything with his companies, all the contracts, everything is transparent.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, it's obvious, it's all in there. So
I'd like to think so, because, I mean, you're the wealthiest guy on the planet. You know, I mean, how much is too much? Eventually you're like, all right, I'm full. At least I would be.
This is cut 15, Phil. During a hearing on Wednesday, a Democratic lawmaker in the House said the reason why fewer women are involved in manufacturing could be because the term has the word man in it. This is Democrat Rep. Schakowsky. This was during the Commerce, Manufacturing, and Trade Subcommittee hearing entitled AI in Manufacturing, Securing American Leadership in Manufacturing and the Next Generation of Technology. Let's roll this.
Yesterday, I met with a manufacturing company, but they also are engaged in getting young people more engaged in manufacturing. So I asked them, so how many of those students that are signing up and want to do this, how many are women? And they said, well, I know there's at least 13% or something. It was a low number. And you had mentioned trying to engage more women in manufacturing. I'm just wondering if just the name manufacturing sounds like a guy.
She's also one of my neighbors in Bluebell.
I never even thought of that manufacturing.
Oh, God. That's
well,
why.
Because you're sane, Dawn. You're not mentally disturbed.
Yeah. Manufacturing so is sexist.
The manufacturing label is not inclusive enough to the opposite gender. Or maybe, you know, 13% of women that are in manufacturing are kick-ass chicks. And the rest of them are like, you know what? I don't want to do that. I can take my talents elsewhere.
By the way, her name is Jan. Jan, it's so, you know, okay, Jan, whatever Jan. You say, Jan.
Yeah. Low energy Jan, ranking member.
80 years old from Illinois.
Yeah, 80. Yeah. Retire.
Oh, my God.
Go play bingo. Leave. Go.
YouTube.com.
Buy your grandkids new clothes. You know, mall walk. Whatever else you do when you're 80.
Mall walk?
Mall walk. Oh. You ever see the mall walkers? They're there at 9:50 when the mall opens at 10. They've got their 8-ounce coffee, and they're ready to get their steps in.
Hey, look, at least they're getting steps
you're
in.
Damn right. Unlike fatzos that just sue Lyft.
Sitting there at, sitting there on their chair staring at the wall.
I'm going to be a mall. I can't wait to be a mall walker. When I retire, I'm going to be a mall walker and a starter at the golf course. That's it.
So yesterday, since we're kind of talking about Democratic reps, this is Robert Garcia. This is cut 13. So he called. I don't want to say it. Like you can say it because it's another name for Richard.
Right.
He called Elon Musk that in a hearing yesterday. So he was on CNN, and Breonna Keeler was like, "Is calling him the D word for Richard, is that super helpful?"
Well, that's what Anderson Cooper called a panelist on his show. He's like, "Don't be a D word."
It wasn't a panelist; it was Chris Sununu.
Yeah,
oh, that's
the governor.
What it was. Yeah,
governor.
You're right. Yeah.
So that's what she's. This is awesome, though.
Love it.
Roll this.
I want to hear why, but do you think that calling Elon Musk a dick is effective messaging for confronting what is a potentially irreversible transformation of the U.S. government?
Terry Balls.
Well, he is a dick. And I think he's also harming the American public in an enormous way. And what I think is really important and what the American public want is for us to bring actual weapons to this bar fight. This is an actual fight for democracy.
Wait, hang on. Stop.
It's important.
He's got fake eyebrows, too.
Is he actually saying that we need to bring actual weapons to this fight?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's the calls for violence have been outrageous. I highlighted one of them in the Big Take earlier this week with a pastor from Tennessee. Sometimes violence is necessary. Okay.
By the way, cable news has gotten a little bit more entertaining.
That's true.
I mean, you know, Harry Balls. Big Balls.
Harry Balls.
I mean, it's
Big Balls.
They're just falling into these traps now of being trolled. They're literally being trolled.
I honestly thought we would be at the point now on February 13th that we've moved past the celebrations, the victory parades, the dunking on, the owning of XYZ in the Democrat Party or the mainstream media. They keep doing it to themselves. Like, I'm trying to move on and focus on just results and policy, but they just keep giving us too much material.
Phil, can you rewind that about 15 seconds? Because I want to hear the comment again about taking actual weapons. Roll it.
Well, he is a dick. And I think that he's also harming the American public in an enormous way. And what I think is really important and what the American public want is for us to bring actual weapons to this bar fight. This is an actual fight for democracy, for the future of this country. And it's important to push back on the chairperson of this committee. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene talks about having decorum, about bipartisanship. This is the person that lies more than anybody else in the entire Congress. And so if she is going to make a mockery of hearings, I want to make sure that us as Democrats are bringing that same level of energy. And of course, after those comments, we went into exactly what Elon Musk is trying to do, dismantling the Department of Labor, dismantling the Department of Education, dismantling all of our consumer protection agencies. And so it's all important, but it's also important to get the attention of the American public and call Elon Musk out for what he is, and to make people know that Marjorie Taylor Greene is not a serious legislator and she shouldn't be treated as such.
Peter M. says, so much for decorum.
Yeah.
And I would agree with that.
I mean, if Brianna Kellar was an actual serious journalist, she would have followed up there with a clarification. What exactly do you mean, Representative Garcia, by a legitimate weapon? What are we talking about
here? Agreed.
She's just the morning version of Aaron Burnett. So, and that's the thing that's so annoying, is all Elon Musk has done here is, and I said this in my big take copy yesterday, Elon Musk's weapon of choice is transparency. All he's doing is legitimately opening up the books. He is exposing, he's letting you in on the magic trick. He's giving you the secret to the sauce that you never were able to get the recipe and the ingredients to. And their response is to call for violence in many settings now.
Threatening right. citizens by saying we need to bring actual, like, he said actual weapons.
Right, right. I mean, and maybe there was a chance where if he was hit with the follow-up, he could clarify and say, well, we need to, because at the end he says, well, we're talking, we need to match the Republicans with energy. Well, your energy right now has been what you just said. These ridiculous podium protests every day in D.C. with bad songs and sing-alongs and shouting and hooting and hollering. And then, you know, having people in the church world actually saying sometimes it's necessary to resort to violence.
I mean, it's just it's apparent to me that the Democrat lawmakers, at least, you know, the ones in Congress, they just have no idea what to do.
None.
So they're calling him a Richard. They're focusing on this. Like, they just have no idea what to do. That's why they're just sitting there saying, well, maybe we should bring weapons. I don't know what to do. This is a constitutional crisis. What are we going to do? It's really something to see. It's, that they're just kind of like, they have no retort for any of this.
2026 will be here before you know it. And at this rate, since November 5th to February 13th, there's no reason to think that it will not be a red wave bloodbath for the midterms.
Oh, you can't say that. Remember when that was?
Oh, yeah.
This guy just called for violence.
Yeah.
And CNN lost their ever-loving mind when Trump said that about General Motors.
Trump's just killing them with common sense right now. We played you that clip earlier of Bill Clinton and Al Gore. I mean, Trump's a moderate Democrat from 30 years ago, repackaged as an extremist. It's unbelievable.
Well, the Democrats also have a secret weapon, Randy Weingarten. She says they're going to the courts trying to stop the data breach by Elon Musk and Doge.
Okay, they're gonna. So Randy's driving the bus.
This is cut eight. This is cut eight, Phil. If you wanna put it up there, there you go.
Mark Gruenberg from Press Associates Union News Service. Thank you for the press conference.
Please, Mark.
I gotta wait.
I guess the best way of putting it is, in a way, this isn't just the Department of Education we're talking about, is it? We're talking about a massive data breach by Elon Musk of all 330 million people.
Oh, speaking of that, hang on. Just pause it for 1 second.
Yeah.
Speaking of put your pants on, did you guys see Tubin?
I've got the story right here.
Yeah, is now working for the New York Times.
Yeah.
So
yeah, woke just recycles woke. So you get whacked at CNN because you were caught whacking on Zoom. and now the New York Times. I'm actually starting to think, remember this, is it Mark Thompson left the New York Times to become the boss at CNN, and now a former CNN employee? I'm starting to think that there's this, like, employee laundering operation between CNN and the New York Times. They're the same entity.
All I want to know is that you get caught doing that.
Yeah.
And theoretically, you should probably not work in this industry after that, because it's creepy.
I'm scared to jump on a company Zoom knowing that maybe there's a few dishes in my sink behind me. And this guy was doing the Pee Wee Herman on his laptop.
That's just nasty.
It is.
Question is, who was he looking at in that Zoom?
Well,
while he was doing that.
Well, no, he was. So he thought, if I remember the story correctly, he thought he was, you know, joining a chat, one of them adult chats.
Yeah.
And he had a Zoom on, and he was kind of looking at the chat, but looking at the Zoom at the same time. You know what I mean?
I mean,
he thought his camera was off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we all get horny at times. Can you wait until you exit the Zoom?
Phil, I'm sorry. Can you re-rack that and not start it at the beginning? No. Can you not start it at the beginning? Yeah, there we go. Roll.
What? What's the next step? How do you stop that?
That!
Yes. Mark, yes, we are talking about that.
There she is.
And there are several cases that have been filed about all of this, including, as Nicole said in her introduction, there's a California Students Association case where a judge has created or said has a temporary TRO. Our case goes across Treasury, OPM, and Ed, but I wanted to really explain the education issues because of what the education department does. And you see the face of people who have been affected. There's millions of people who have been affected. But every single person who has applied for or gets Social Security is affected. Every taxpayer, as Ernie said, is affected. And the irony here is at the same exact time as Elon Musk and his coders have information across basically that affects all Americans, he refuses to disclose his interests as someone who is a government contractor who gets probably millions, if not billions of dollars in his own companies in terms of all of this.
It's the most cordial I've ever seen Randy Weingarten or heard her. I hope she's okay. She might have the flu. You know, it's amazing that Democrats are losing their mind over a government employee having access to their information. If you boil that down to the most simplistic terms, the government knows everything about us already. So why is it any different that Elon Musk is cutting out the fat? And I'm going to do a big take tomorrow on the Department of Education, because I think there's going to be a lot of things that drop probably in the next 48 to 72 hours with the Department of Education. And I love the fact that Randy Weingarten will have a meltdown of biblical proportions when that stuff comes forward and goes through. And I read this story yesterday, I think it was in Vanity, why young men became MAGA Republicans. And they gave you five different bullet points, and then they had, like, you know, about a page on each of the bullet points. One of them was the government's failures during the pandemic. And when we think about all of the failures from our elected officials or unelected bureaucrats, right at the top, in my opinion, if it's not number one, it's got to be number two, three, or four. The way the Department of Education and these teachers' unions failed our children. And synonymous with a lot of that is Randy Weingarten. Never forget the emails that contradicted her stance publicly under oath about doing everything under the sun to get children back in the classroom. That's a lady right there, by the way, who makes over $500,000 a year.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHT, YouTube.com/at1210WPHT if you want to see these videos. I'm going to play a video later where there's a car and a train track. And I want you guys to watch this video and tell me what you think about this. But first, let's start with, you said the Department of Education. By the way, like and subscribe to the YouTube chat and channel while you're there. Trump yesterday spoke about the Department of Education because he gave another 4:30 press briefing.
I know. By the way, Trump, your 4:30 press briefings have disrupted my day. Just saying, sir.
Yeah. Roll this.
How soon do you want the Department of Education to be closed?
Oh, I'd like it to be closed immediately. Look, the Department of Education's a big con job. We're ranked, so they rank the top 40 countries in the world. We're ranked number 40th. But we're ranked number one in one department, cost per pupil. So we spend more per pupil than any other country in the world, but we're ranked number 40. We've been between 38 and 40. The last time I looked, it was 38. And then I looked 2 days ago, it came out the new list. It came out at number 40. So we're ranked 40. Norway, Denmark, Sweden, I hate to say it, China, as big as it is, it's ranked in the top five. And that's a primary competitor. We're ranked number 40. So if we're ranked number 40, that means something's really wrong, right? And I say send it back to Iowa, to Idaho, to Colorado. Send it back to places that, and there are a lot of Indiana. You have a great new governor. You have a great senator that Jim Banks just got elected. You got great people. I'll tell you what, Indiana is going to be fantastic. We probably have 35, maybe 37 states that will do as well as Denmark, Norway, Finland, Sweden. They'll be just as good. Then you have the ones that we all know about. It'll be the same story. But you know what? Even they will be good. Because you look at New York, you give it to Westchester County, you give it to Long Island, you give it to Nassau County, you give it to Suffolk County. Same thing you go out to, and you give it to upstate New York. So you'd have four or five sections. You give it to Manhattan. Manhattan's a little bit tougher for some reason. I don't know why it would be tougher, but it is. You give to California, and you go to various areas outside of Los Angeles, and you might have six or seven different subgroups. But generally, like in, if you go to Iowa, you give it to Iowa. You don't have subgroups. You have Iowa and other places that do a good job. If they do a good job, they're going to do a great job in education. Those places will be every bit as good as the various countries that do so well. All the time, it's the same countries that are doing well. And so
there you go.
You know, Jimmy Carter, I was reading about this yesterday. Jimmy Carter, when he created the Department of Education in 1979, accomplished it via just the little old executive order. So you would think executive order for Trump to undo it, send it back to the states, make education a state-by-state thing like he has done on other fronts would be relatively easy, except it is not. And I said this about 2 months ago when he first started talking about this. I think it's a very, very long stretch that he would be able to pull this off, in part because the teachers' unions are just so stinking powerful. And I am all for it. I'm all for school choice. I know, Dawn, you talk about it a lot, voucher programs. But he's not wrong when he says 35, 36, 37. I think he's referring there, you know, to states that are operated and controlled by a Republican governor. You know, certain states will do very well. And then the others, the usual suspects, New York, California, Illinois, Pennsylvania, will probably be lagging behind.
But if everybody gets a, think about the city of Philadelphia, because he's saying we're 40th in the world. But when you look at certain kids in certain schools and parts of the country, talk about inequity. Talk about equity, yeah, or inequality, whichever word you choose, right? And I know there are different meaning of those words, but think about this. If now children in Philadelphia in some of the worst zip codes, right, the first area, the worst area codes, whatever you want to say, in Philadelphia, then they get a voucher. And that voucher is the same as everybody else in Montgomery, you know, whatever that is. It's your tax dollars at work. And so now you can apply that voucher. Let's say it's 10 grand, 20 grand, whatever. And you can apply that to a private school. Now this is a game changer.
Sure.
Because all of a sudden, this is a ticket. This is a ticket for people living in the worst areas. Because the private schools, they don't determine by your financial ability. They just, so if let's say a four-year-old, they'll start taking kids at the younger ages. Because part of the problem right now is, let's say you have a fifth grader. Well, they have all this loss of learning. It's tough to get in the private school. So they'll start at pre-K.
Mm-hmm.
Those private schools, they're going to get all of this. And then all of a sudden, it's a game changer for these kids and their families.
Yep.
Right?
He also talked about DOGE and, you know, the waste that is being uncovered. Cut 12. I'm sorry, Phil. Cut 12. Go.
abuse.
Oh, yeah. Tremendous fraud. There's tremendous fraud. And it's hard to believe that you can have that kind of fraud. You're talking about, like, are you talking about what? Wait. Which are you talking? You're talking about with regard to all of the investigations that are going on about this stupidity. What we're going to do is tomorrow I'm having a news conference. I'm going to read to you some of the names that hundreds of millions and even billions of dollars have been given to. And if you tell me that we should be giving money to those things, those entities, I think you'll probably have to leave as a reporter because you're not very talented. When you look at the kind of money, billions and billions of dollars being thrown away illegally, and there's no chance. I mean, I say in front of our attorney general, there's no chance that there's not kickbacks or something going on. When you give millions and millions of dollars to somebody that stands to look at something for 15 minutes and walks away with millions of dollars, that money's coming back in some form. And that's only one form of corruption. The biggest thing is what they do to our country. They're taking massive amounts of money and spending it on items. I went through a list of 200 expenditures that were made, and I found three that looked like they were reasonable. Okay, three.
Three out of 200.
And we'll be talking about that tomorrow. We have a lot of stuff. And I want to commend Elon because he's done a fantastic. He doesn't need this. You know, he's abused by you people every day. He's found more things than anybody could find. I think he's got the credibility to do it. I know he does. And it's his group of people. You know, they started off with 12. I call them 12 geniuses. They started off with 12, and they went to 20 and 25, and now they're up to almost 100. People are joining to help them because this is a massive fraud that's taken place.
You know, it's amazing. Three out of 200. I just asked about a half hour ago on this show. There's got to be something in there going to a good cause. 1.5% is going to a good cause. 98.5% total waste. If you think about it, and if you're against this, and I don't know how you can be, this is the equivalent of you owning a store. Your store gets robbed. Elon looks at the surveillance footage of the robbery, tells you who did it, and then you decide to arrest Elon Musk. Like that's what's happening here. Stocker found this story last night, the Economist YouGov poll. Elon Musk, his approval rating has plummeted in comparison to Donald Trump, as he is well below 30%. Which just goes to show you how many stupid people we have roaming planet Earth. You know, I actually, here's my theory. Bill Gates, by the way, a few days ago said he expects about a 10 to 15% chance of another pandemic in the next calendar year. I think it should attack only stupid people. If you are not stupid, you're safe. But all dumb people will perish. It would clear up a lot of stuff. Now, the government's still going to send checks to dead people, which is also a part of this waste and fraud. By the way, $50 million last year mailed out from government checks to dead people. Dead people.
Yeah.
Dead.
How about that?
We have dead people who vote and dead people that still have more money than I do.
Full disclosure, NASA, federal government, awarding Elon Musk's company $38.85 million in a contract. And so that critics on social media wasting no time. So this is a Space Exploration Technologies Corporation. SpaceX got this biggity big, nearly $39 million contract this week.
Yesterday, the Attorney General Pam Bondi announced charges being brought up against the state of New York. Kathy Hochul, some DMV guy who's giving out illegal driver's licenses or something.
And LeBron James. Letitia James.
Letitia James. So, yeah, yes, thank you, Nikhil. That was the other one. This is Cut 9. Phil, go.
We're here today because we have filed charges against the state of New York.
Pause
we have filed
charges. Yeah. Put the screen grab back
against
on the
Kathy Hochul.
She's 60.
Yeah. Wood.
I mean, not big, she's, big Bondi. She's not quite 60 yet, but she's 59, but still.
Dawn, is that Republican hair?
She's very fit. There are bikini photos of her.
Yeah, I've seen.
She works out.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to. Dawn, just stop me. I don't mean to take this to a
if we're going
seventh
from,
grade level,
from,
I'm sorry.
From left to right across your YouTube dial, no, no, would, no.
He's saying
three no's and a wood.
Who he'd have coffee
right,
with.
Right.
Or tea.
Right. Or we would go tailgating with.
All right. All these people in this administration are, you know, they're all really healthy, fit people. They're involved in all kinds of charity runs. But if you just DuckDuckGo, Pam Bondi, Bikini, you'll, because she's in Florida, right? Or she was for a long time. So she's an extremely fit individual.
Phil, find that after you play this. All right, can you start it over? Because there actually is substance to this. Juvenile humor.
Who cares?
Roll it.
We're here today because we have filed charges against the state of New York. We have filed charges against Kathy Hochul. We have filed charges against Letitia James and Mark Schroeder, who is with DMV. This is a new DOJ, and we are taking steps to protect Americans, American citizens, and angel moms, like the mom standing right behind me, who you're going to hear from in a moment. New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens. It stops today. As you know, we sued Illinois, and New York didn't listen. So now you're next. Millions of illegal aliens with violent records have flooded into our communities, bringing violence and deadly drugs with them. With me today, I'm so proud to be joined by Tammy Nobles. Tammy is an angel mom. Her beautiful daughter, Kayla Hamilton, was murdered by an MS-13 member in 2022. Kayla had just turned 20 years old, and she was raped and murdered by someone who should not have been in our country. Yet, he was released, flown to Maryland, where he committed this violent murder.
So I saw a lot of people that were, obviously on the other side politically. Oh, I thought Pam Bondi was not going to weaponize the DOJ against Trump's political rivals. But you're leaving out the most convenient, important fact here, which should be right in the opening sentence of the opening paragraph. This is in response to New York not adhering to federal law, which you don't have the right to just say, well, we'll think about it. No, you either adhere to it or there will be repercussions. Whether it's Illinois, Colorado, California, there's a handful of states. We're also seeing pushback. There's a Michigan school district that will not comply with Trump's Title IX policy, so they're going to get stripped of their funding that they receive as a public institution. So that's fine. So if Kathy Hochul and Letitia James want to continue to play this game, just remember, you know, as 7-year-old Nick would say, well, they started it, right? And also, it's not fun when the rabbit has the gun, right? So now you're going to have to deal with it. So keep putting up a fight.
But good for her sticking up for law enforcement. You know, the fact that they allow people to have fake IDs like this and the law enforcement's not even allowed to know who they are, that's crazy.
Yep.
By the way, she continues, this might be a little warning shot to Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. Roll 10.
And if you don't comply with federal law, we will hold you accountable.
Uh-oh.
We did it to an Illinois.
Uh-oh.
Strike one. Strike two is New York.
Uh-oh.
And if you are a state not complying with federal law, you're next. Get ready. And the great men and women of law enforcement are standing behind me today. We have FBI, DEA, ATF agents. They put their lives on the line every single day to protect us. And what New York has, they have green light laws, meaning they're giving a green light to any illegal alien in New York where law enforcement officers cannot check their identity if they pull them over. Law enforcement officers do not have access to their background. And if these great men and women pull over someone and don't have access to their background, they have no idea who they're dealing with. And it puts their lives on the line every single day. Violent criminals, gang members, drug traffickers, human smugglers will no longer terrorize the American people. And that is why we are here today. You will be held accountable if you do not follow federal law. It's over, it ends, and we're coming after you.
Follow that. Yeah, that's like a wrestling promo. She's like, Bill Goldberg, you're next, Josh Shapiro. You're next, Larry Krasner. Don't let us get into the Keystone State and find out. By the way, that really is outrageous that you could be a law enforcement officer in New York, pull somebody over, and have to not be able to do, not only do your job, but potentially, you know, exit the encounter with not knowing whether or not your safety is in danger. That's an, I mean, I don't know what the legal maneuver is to get around that, but that's outrageous that they protect people like that in New York. And ask yourself why.
Yeah, and also, so if you're a citizen and you have your ID and you're complying, but you have, you know, whatever's messed up, they can look you up.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't look up somebody who's, these are special protections.
Yes.
So how does this go over with actual citizens in a community? Like that to me, it the whole thing is just upside down.
It is.
Speaking of sanctuary cities, Worcester, Massachusetts just voted to become a transgender sanctuary city.
Folks, I'm just, get to YouTube for this one.
I'm just curious. Like, I'm not trying to minimize anything, but like, are transgender people under attack?
No, I say it every day. If they were, there would be headline news on CNN and MSNBC of all these attacks on the community. I see the opposite. I see more ranting and raving from these people on social media or in front of a microphone, or the stories, and I know, Dawn, you see pedophiles around every corner, but I see more stories of people that identify in this community that get busted in stings for trying to engage in sexual acts with minors than I see the alleged white supremacist straight white male vilifying and terrorizing the LGBT community. Doesn't really exist.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHD if you want to see a little bit of this video. I ask because this just seems to me to be like a show. You know what I mean? Like we're gonna say that we're a sanctuary city for this just to kind of get headlines and to, you know what I mean?
And then dress up as a clown.
Well, this woman.
You want to give the link on how people can watch this? This is the highlight of the day, in my opinion.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. Roll it.
I need the city to protect me because the federal government won't.
All right, Phil, you know the deal.
Phil, you know the deal.
Pause it. We got to analyze. We'll get to her content in a moment, but as usual, we got to break this down. So that is a for those that are not able to get there, blue hair could very well be a wig.
No, it's definitely a wig.
Yeah, eyebrows that are completely fake, white gloves,
white makeup on her face, right, Dawn?
Yeah, white makeup. Yeah, white. And
she looks like Ronald McDonald.
A midnight green, I don't know, halter top bustier over top of what looks like a normal shirt.
Like a sheer kind of a shirt. And then, but the blue, just so you can picture it, it's like a royal blue wavy hairdo. I don't know if it's a wig or that's her real hair.
No, I think that's a wig. I could be wrong.
She performs at birthday parties over the weekend as well as her side hustle.
It's not right. All right, roll it.
Go ahead.
You should see how afraid of Trump I am.
Can you wrap up, please?
Yeah, please do. Hang on. Rewind it from the very beginning because I want to hear what she said. And he was like, all right, wrap this up.
Yeah, this clown show, no pun intended, is going to come to an end. So she's afraid, or he, or whatever is going on there, is afraid of Trump. I would counter with, and I'm not really afraid of this individual, but maybe there are some people that see this individual and say, you know what? I'm going to walk on the other side of the sidewalk. I'm going to cross the street a little early today. Probably not the most.
I need the city to protect me because the federal government won't. Mm. And if you think you're afraid of Trump, you should see how afraid of Trump I am.
Can you wrap up, please?
Yes, I can. If you say that you're afraid of Trump and that's why you don't want the city to be a space, safe space for trans people, you better prepare for trans people to make this a very unsafe space.
I'm shaking right now.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to be here.
Well, then go.
I'm sorry. Am I taking too long pleading for my life?
You remembered how many children I have and that two of them are trans.
Purple hair.
Two.
I speak as both the B and the T in the LGBT.
Ooh. What's a B and a T?
It's the bacon and the tomato.
Which is a connective tissue disorder that causes me immense physical pain. I'm on the autism spectrum.
Shocking.
And I have narcolepsy, and I couldn't drive myself here. So I had to hide from my driver that I was in drag, which is not an easy thing to do in drag.
I do not want to be here. It's my day off.
Is that Bieber?
I do not want to be in your DMs.
Look at this.
I do not want to be in your email inboxes. I do not want my creativity writing diss tracks like Kendrick. I don't want to spend an hour applying glitter on my face so that you will hear and see me.
You seem stable.
I want you to listen to me.
Let us remember that the Nazis burned the books that the Nazis burned books on
reading
gender sciences first. Now the administration has villainized and marginalized migrant workers.
Hit the gym, buddy.
LGBT people.
Take some
and
reading lessons too.
Special needs, denying life saving and affirming care.
Can you look at me and tell me how many of my friends need to die before you do anything?
Who's dying?
Look at me.
Oh, yeah. See, mentally unhinged, folks. Jimmy Kelly says, going back to our first individual with the curly blue hair, that she looks like Howard Stern with a blue wig on.
I am woke, mother, and I love it.
Who's being denied? These are all adults,
yep.
And if they want to pay
100%
for their medical care or their
nobody's
procedure...
Stopping them.
They absolutely can.
Nobody's stopping them. Nobody's stopping them. Like, honestly, you be you.
The fat white dude there was the most sane of all. I just thought that was some guy that packs a truck in South Philly.
You be you. Like honestly. And who's dying?
Nobody.
But they're saying that they're being denied. Were they able to apply for something that paid for their procedure?
Let's not do a power ranking of who's denied what procedure for what absurd cause.
Yeah.
Because I would argue that J.D. Vance's relative that's 12 years old deserves a heart more than Bozo the Clown does. Getting enough already with these people.
We have so much more. I have not even gotten into what. So apparently they found... One representative said that they found some interesting things in the JFK file.
Yes.
We will get to this on the other side if you want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
She also said that they're going to bring back the Warren Commission, and the entire Warren Commission is dead. So I'm not sure how serious this chick is, but...
Well, if we can give checks to dead people, we can bring the Warren Commission back, right?
But let's do this on the other side.
Right,
stay there, by the way. Stay there on YouTube, because I want to play a video of a car... and a train, and I want to get both of your opinions on if this person handled this whole thing correctly, but we'll do that on the other side.
Gale and Company, back after this.
Talk to us about Piazza.
Yeah.
We got to talk about our friends at Piazza. Yes, Piazza Premium Autos. The extensive selection at Mercedes-Benz Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City truly combines luxury with performance across the full line of sedans, SUVs, coupes, roadsters, and more. From the powerful engine of the 2025 C-Class sedan to the impressive towing capacity of the 2025 GLE SUV, you're going to find a luxury vehicle that meets your needs. Just schedule a test drive behind the wheel of your dream Mercedes-Benz or shop Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City. Go to PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.